received a letter from me with the minutes from our latest Economic Development Stimulus Loan Committee meeting and some fact sheets and description of my next agenda item.
Right.
On August 22nd, the Economic Development Stimulus Loan Committee met, and in attendance was Mr. Jeff Bowers, one of the three applicants for an economic development stimulus loan to be used for the purchase of the Aero Safety Device Company right here in Georgetown. Aero Safety Device manufactures truck and safety lighting right here on the highway. The application of Aero Safety Device Company requesting the county's approval of an economic development stimulus loan not to exceed $150,000. The loan would be used to purchase an existing company, Aero Safety Device. And in case you don't have your packet, it was pretty thick. I'm just sending you down some fact sheets. One on the terms of the loan and one on the general facts. And Mr. Jeff Bowers is here tonight, one of the owners of Aero Safety Device, who he now owns that company, would like to address the council.
Hi, gentlemen.
Good evening, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm here again, guys. This is a year and a half ago. I come before you, as you know, to do the same type of thing as far as bringing a company to Bridgeville in Mr. Jones's territory as far as a new company, which was called YSD Manufacturing. We manufactured steel grading there in Bridgeville. A year and a half later, guys, we were able to pay that loan back to you, the council, which was so good to give it to us. 26 jobs later in Bridgeville, which is still there, we were able to pay our debt back and have a debt-free company. And what I'm coming for you today before you is to do the same thing again, man. We're not in the market to buy a new company. This company actually has two locations, one in Mount Holly, New Jersey. One is, Susie said, here in Georgetown. On August 12th, they approached us knowing that we knew a little bit about manufacturing and how to do the lean manufacturing and how to run a good manufacturing company. They were going to shut their doors down August 30th. On August 12th, as I said, I called Mr. Hal Godwin, and first phone call was Mr. Godwin, and he immediately contacted Mr. Baker and Susie Webb, who's actually been just wonderful to deal with, guys, and an absolute blessing. We were able to put this packet together, guys, in a deal, and we actually bought and closed the business the 30th of August. I stand before you today to try to bring 27 new jobs, 17 immediate jobs, 27 by year's end, to our plant here in Georgetown, right on 13. It's a pretty nondescript building. A lot of people have ridden past it many times and don't realize what they do there, but it's right across from First State Chevy Olds, right on Aero Safety Road. They have their assembly there. As I said, their manufacturing plant is in Mount Holly, New Jersey. We are moving the whole Mount Holly, New Jersey plant to the Georgetown facility. With that comes all the employees. With that comes several of the employees from Mount Holly. Several employees at Mount Holly said that they were not willing to make the move down, which will open additional new jobs in Sussex County. What this is also immediately does is retain the great employees that we already have in Georgetown now. As I said, they were going to close the doors August 30th. If we couldn't make the deal happen within that three-week period of time, and with Hal's help and Dave's help and Susie's, we were able to make something happen, and that's why I'm coming for you tonight to look for that low-interest loan to help stimulate new jobs and continue to have the jobs in Sussex County.
Excellent.
Thank you, Jeff.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I just want to mention a couple of things. This economic development stimulus loan money was budgeted in 04 and 05. It didn't get a lot of use till City of Seaford and YSD. We've been rotating, meaning, as Jeff said, YSD paid it off in a year. We put it back in the pot. City of Seaford made some payments. We put it back in the pot. So there's money budgeted for this. It's the only economic development program gone right now. He's tried to get help from the state with no help, and we're happy to try and help him out.
They're still trying to figure out their matrix and formula.
we will you know, we've done this before. The committee is recommending to the council that we do grant this loan to Aero Safety Device, and I think David wants to say something.
I'll just say, certainly, Jeff, if you do, I know you'll do as well here as you did in the first project, and I do appreciate you keeping these businesses in Sussex County, and I happen to sit in on the, of course, the public hearing we had, and I, more power to you, keep moving, that's for sure. Dave, you have anything else?
I think it's a good opportunity for us to help out a business to keep jobs here in Sussex County, and also to, I know Mr. Bauer indicated that benefits would be improved for the employees out there. They really had minimal benefits, and they will work on that, so it's...
What we do, not as Mr. Baker says, not just increase the salaries, Mr. Cole, but also increase our insurances to 90% for each of our employees, which they pay all their current insurance now. So it's not just in the salary increase, but also their benefits as well.
And the loan is would be collateralized as we are proposing it with a first position on a building, with the possibility that could become a subordinate position if a needed expansion occurs, and also personal guarantees from three partners, which we received with the previous loan, which was, as Mrs. Webb noted, was repaid in, within a year and a half, I guess.
Yeah. Excellent.
Were there any questions from the fact sheets or the packet that would clear? I mean, it was pretty common.
Do you have a motion?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize a $150,000 loan to Aero Safety Device Company from the Economic Development Stimulus Loan Program for economic development purposes under the following terms: 2% interest rate, 10-year term, secured by a building and personal guarantees of all the owners, and two additional full-time jobs annually for the next 5 years. Otherwise, the interest rate will increase to 5%.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve the economic stimulus loan as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Jeff, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Susan.